A Copenhagen Dream by Turn Turkeldsen, narrated by Lily Ward. Sunshine blinded her when she stepped out of the dark nightclub and onto the footpath outside. Repeated brown impressions of the sun's face danced in front of her retinas like a potato parent trying to stamp away the rest of her anxiety. Lisa reached into her bag for her sunglasses, and with a sigh, she walked across the street to admire the view by the lakes. The wind swept dusty drops of water over her cheeks while she stood in front of the vast body of spring water next to the planetarium. She wiped the droplets away with the back of her hand, walking up past restaurant Cassiopeia, and continuing down the stairs. She had a pent-up tingling in her entire body. But perhaps it was just a sign that the new job interview had gone well. They had promised to call her before the end of the day and let her know if she was going to be their next showgirl. It was a vast sea of time until her evening train left. She had reserved a return ticket on the midnight train so that she could sleep all the way home in a quiet compartment. Lisa was looking forward to acting the tourist in Copenhagen, and it was a summer day where the clouds passed like giant cotton balls in a clear blue sky. She was still in high spirits from the job interview, and especially the last 15 minutes when they had asked her to dance at the pole. When she had set a course for the bus stop at Vesterport, she tried to remember the small routine she had just improvised a few minutes earlier. Lisa decided to hop on the next bus that arrived and jump off at a random stop in the city center to pass the time a little and enjoy the city's and hers impulses. Her feeling of freedom swayed boldly in her hips when she walked. Her strappy high heels made her bulge a little extra from behind. The day could bring it all or nothing, and it was only her who needed to know what the day's outcome would be this evening. No one waited at home for her in her small town of Skive. Lisa's daughter had moved out of the house, and her ex-boyfriend Ivar luckily had no idea where she was. This was good all the same because since their breakup earlier in the year, he had a habit of sending her hurtful text messages and called her at the strangest times. She had reported it to the police, but they couldn't do anything about it when he wasn't outrightly violent. The bus driver nodded at Lisa when she got on board. His dark eyes were friendly, almost flirty, and he began to chuckle. "Drive safely now," she said, tossing her long blonde hair as she strutted to a seat right at the front of the bus. She noticed in the mirror in front of her before taking a place that his eyes were following her in. Lisa lifted her sunglasses and lingered on his gaze before he started the bus up again and drove in the direction of the city hall. "I affect men today," buzzed in her thoughts. "So why wouldn't the job be mine?" She let out a giggle when she remembered that she had lied about her age. Perhaps it was unfamiliar, but the competition was mercilessly fierce, and she had come across some of the other candidates in the dressing room. They were all beautiful, sexy, and considerably younger than her. So why not pass herself off as 10 years younger and say that she was 32 and childless? Luckily, the dark red lighting at Venus Bar made it impossible to see wrinkles, stretch marks, and all those kinds of minor details. She had slowly transformed into a new person. She had slipped into the persona of Chloe, a go-go dancer from Moulin Rouge. She was one of the 70s Parisian go-go dancers that she had read about on a trip to Paris many years ago. Since then, the thought of the go-go dancer had excited Lisa, but she never thought that she would ever have the courage to walk in Chloe's footsteps. The bus stopped across from Magasin du Nord, department store on the square, Kongsnitrol. Lisa hurried off the bus and quickly managed to catch the bus driver's longing eyes in the mirror. She became all warm inside because it was clear that she had made an impression on him. Perhaps he had secretly stolen glances at her the whole trip, she thought. As she walked over to the pedestrian crossing, maybe he had fantasized about watching her do an erotic dance.